I'm glad my mic is so strong because my dogs are screaming down the stairs.
Shut up. I can't hear a single thing.
They're screaming.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where it is release week, besties. I cannot believe this. I could throw up.
It's happening. I am Karen from Appalachia.
I'm Mandy of Midtown Atlanta.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's a very exciting episode this week, and I think you know why.
If not, where have you been?
Right, for reals though. Where have you been? Do you even know us? Hello, welcome for the first
Right.
time. Who knows?
Oh, goodness.
In our timeline, it is October 9th, and in y'all's timeline, it is October 17th. And Mandy is a published author.
And my nephew is 2 years old today.
Oh, I can't. Tears, tears.
Happy things, sad things.
All the things,
How is
so
he
many things.
too? How is he too?
He was just born, I'm pretty
Shoot, I'll
sure.
have to send you a picture after we finish recording because she sent me one just a minute ago. He looks 7 years old. I hate it. I
He
hate it.
was just born.
He's
That is a
just born.
newborn baby. I don't know
I know.
what bullshit.
I know. I
No.
don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's gonna make me weepy.
Oh. Okay. We're moving on. This week in fangirling, what'd you do, Mandy?
Well, Todd Amalfi put out a book. So that's what I did. That's like most of the extent of my fangirling this week was listening to Every Spiral of Fate. It's book four in a series, so obviously I can't say much. But Karen, it has the most pornographic, non-sexual scene that happens. And I don't like, I'm not going to give it away, but it's a scene between the good prince and the king that's possessed by a demon. And when the thing happens that you like, you know it's going to happen. As soon as the groundwork is laid, you're like, as soon as it happens, I nearly hit the floor. I was cooking dinner and it was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. It was great. And if you're reading Every Spiral of Fate, you know exactly what it is I'm talking to. When you get to it, you're going to be like, or what I'm talking about, you're going to be like, that's the situation. No one does yearning like Tahereh Amafi.
She slays it.
We are four books in, and my dude is a broken man. I always joke he's redheaded Aaron Warner in a different font. Same mother. I mean, okay. I'm almost done with The Crimson Throne by Sarah Roche and Beth Rivas. I'll explain why it's taken me so long to finish in just a minute. Actually, now, because we already talked about this Crimson Throne last week.
Right.
So you guys know everything about it. And I hope you've already read it. I digress. I don't know. Everything blurs, so I don't know if I've talked much about it on the podcast, but my dog has been going through actual hell. He had a tooth that like got it looked bad. It just didn't look good, and his face started swelling above it. So on August 11th, we took him to a vet that we've never been to because everybody else that I called said November, December, and it was the week my grandmother was dying. So I didn't have the presence of mind to say, wait, this is an emergency. I just called and said, do you have room in your schedule for a dental? And the vets that we know said, no, we don't really have anything. Or you'd have to do a new patient appointment. And that's,
Right.
November, October, November, December. This is mid-August. And he's swelling and my grandmother is dying. So 2 days, my grandmother dies and he has this surgery. We pick him up the day before her funeral. Just to explain my state of mind. Since then, my dog has lost his vision. Different veterinarians have looked at him and said, no, those teeth should have been pulled. One literally put him into the exam room on a day that they were overbooked, put him under gas and pulled the teeth because they were that bad. He's lost his vision. He's lost sensation around his eyes, so his eyes are paralyzed. He has no movement in his lower jaw. We have to hand feed him. We have to like blend up his food, hand feed him, bottle feed him water. And we found out yesterday for us that he has to have both of his eyes removed. And so my like that's been a lot of my week. It's been to and from vet appointments. He spent 2 full days. Like we took him in the morning and picked him up in the afternoon with our vet, and she was trying to slowly peel away because he had so much gunk on his eyes, trying to peel away to see what was underneath it, if the eyes could be saved. She referred us to a veterinary ophthalmologist who we hoped was going to be able to save his eyes, and they said, look, he's blind. I don't see vision coming back, and I think that he is painful. A, let me think of how to word it, because I always get it backwards. No eyes and no pain is preferable to pain and blind eyes. He doesn't see either way. Remove the source of the pain, his life will improve. And they said, like, dogs are not like humans. If you suddenly had were without your eyes, your whole life would be, like, how do I drive? How do I work? How do I do anything? For dogs, their other senses immediately, apparently, pick up the slack. So they were like, maybe don't completely rearrange all of your furniture in your house. But like, if he knows the lay of the land, people, once he's healed and over all of the other, it's called trigeminal neuralgia, which is the jaw thing. And everywhere I've read, everything the vet said, it's temporary-ish, a couple of months maybe. Once he recovers from all that, they're like, people will come over and be shocked that he doesn't have eyes. But it guts me, being the one, and I'm very hateful to myself because I'm the one that took him there. He didn't get a say, he didn't consent. And all of it has stemmed from that. And logically, I know. Logically, I'm like, I was doing what was best for him, what I thought was best for him. He needed, a dental, and he just got a bad deal. But my heart is
I mean,
broken for my baby.
I know logically, it's not your fault. And if anything, it's that vet's fault for not doing what they were supposed to do, especially if you have two other vets who have said that should have been done. So,
And my vet, the really good vet, was like, why didn't you come here? And I said, I called you guys, but you said that you didn't have room. And she was like, always tell us if it's an emergency. And I was like, look, now in my right mind, I know that. I was like, but literally, my
my
grandmother,
grandmother,
like Sunday, she was fine. Sunday night, it was like, uh-oh. By Saturday, she was gone. So
You
I
were
wasn't
not in your right mind
braining on
at
fault,
all.
on full, whatever.
No.
But yeah, we're having like we have to make his food like the consistency of baby food. It's been a whole thing. Babying him, loving on him, working over because I had to, take him to the vet. The veterinary ophthalmologist is 2 hours away, so we did that. It was a whole thing. But I have done more exciting things too. And then I, every night this week, have been signing and packaging my first book to go out. My co-author takes forever to sign, so
Well, he is
I
a
have to.
dog.
There's a video that I just saw of Adam Silvera signing books, and he has them all stacked with like the title page ready. That's what I did the other night, and I just made big stacks, and we just went with the stamp pad and his paw. So Georgie is signing most, if not all, of them at this point. I don't know. You have one coming. I wish you'd gotten it today. I wish you'd gotten it today.
Says tomorrow, and I'm
I
so mad
know.
about it.
So I made some special little thank you boxes for my mom, my editor, and my alpha and beta readers. Karen, of course, since she's the farthest away, is the la everyone else has gotten theirs.
Yeah, I've been avoiding social media because these bitches keep posting things.
I mean, it's nothing like to write home about, but it is something that I put some thought into. I wish you had it, but I did make those and ship them out. But I don't think those got Georgie's signature. Maybe
right?
they did. I don't know. You'll have to tell me. I can't remember now how the timeline times. It might be there. So yeah, I've been doing that. Printing labels. I don't know how authors who, because I'm at like 120 something. I don't know how authors who have to sign 20,000 do it. I don't know how you do it. Then again, I'm personalizing everybody's who wanted it, so maybe like there's more involved, but still authors do that
I
too,
just
so.
saw a time lapse of an author signing 250 books, like just all at once. And I'm like, my hand cramps just thinking
Yeah,
about
just
that.
thinking about that.
Lord.
So,
Exciting things are happening.
yeah, I'm gonna hopefully take them either tomorrow or Saturday and mail them out.
Yay.
And that was my week. Todd Amalfi book release prep and babying a little Jack Russell boy.
Yeah.
What about you? What'd you do this week?
My baby brother got married.
That is so crazy.
It's wild. It was funny. I don't have a photo of it, but they had like a sign going into the reception, I think, that it was like their names, 10-year anniversary, and then the bottom it said AKA wedding, like in teeny tiny font. It
Oh.
was very cute. But it was great. I'm very tired. I could sleep for a week. Like it's been almost a week and I'm still tired. Just running around and putting out fires before they knew that there were fires, or like running around and
Yeah.
doing XYZ at the request of them. So lots going on. But I kept telling, I'm like, at the end of the day, as long as they're happy and married, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished, guys. We
Yes,
did it. They
exactly.
are happy and married.
The
All is
mentality
good.
of a sibling of the couple.
Good Lord. My God. And I over here like, why is your sister not as stressed out about this? Oh, it's because my mother is the crazy one. Okay, yeah. This makes sense. But it was good. So that was a lot of my energy. Like I could not focus on a lot of things because it was like the lead up to it and then the exhaustion after it.
It goes by fast, but it hits you like a train.
Right. It was like I needed to pick up something on Wednesday to bring with us when we drove down on Thursday for the rehearsal, and then on Friday, just all day was there was just events all day. The funniest thing, when we did the tea ceremony, and I'm not even going to go into all the drama of the tea ceremony, but we did the tea ceremony, and at one point the officiant was like, "Oh, don't forget, the big sister, you have to give them words of wisdom and give them advice." And I'm standing here muttering under my breath, "Yes, this spinster older sister who is also a single parent is going to give the soon to be married couple wisdom and advice about being married."
When my
That
uncle got married, they went around the room and asked every adult, and my parents were there together because they'd been family for, but they were in the process of getting divorced. And they were like, "You really want us to tell you?" Like, you re they were friendly at that point
Right.
still, but
But
no, they knew they were not going to stay married.
oh my
And everybody
goodness.
else knew it too, except the officiant.
Oh my God. It was like nobody else seemed to understand that this was not the words to be saying about me. Like, obviously I'm gonna go and I'm gonna like be like congratulations and all of this stuff, but I'm like, I don't have any advice or words of wisdom for
Yeah, I
you.
don't know what to tell you
I
guys.
got nothing. I got nothing for you. So I love you. Congrats. I don't know.
Ugh.
And then the one other thing is when she did the bouquet toss, my cousin's girlfriend was standing, like, she was the one we were like, she's gonna be the one to get it. And she was like adamantly like, no, not going to get it. Not because, I think it was just because of the stigma behind the whole thing. Like, I don't think are anywhere near that point, and so she was like closer to the front, but we had all of like my nieces, so they were like young, like my daughter's age or younger, and everybody was just kind of all the girls were just kind of hanging out, and she was behind one of my nieces, and like kind of pushed her forward as we were pushing her forward, and my niece caught it, and
Oh.
everybody was like, and my niece was like, cool, and then everybody was like laughing because they're like, wait, you don't know what this means. And her dad is standing up, my cousin is
She's probably
standing
like,
up.
I got
He's standing off to the side. He's like, no, absolutely
Yeah.
not. And we're just
Nobody else here
crying.
is getting married for another 30 years.
Right?
Sorry.
It was so funny. So funny. But it was a good time. It was just a lot. It was exhausting, but it worked out. Happy and married. Mission
Happy and
accomplished.
married.
That's it.
Congratulations.
And then I did read a couple of books. I read Finding Mr. Perfect, purr like a cat, by Cody Gary, because this is the second book in like a standalone series that follows a cat cafe Christmas where we had them, they own the cat cafe, Meow and Forever. And so this is the other owner of the cat cafe, who is also like the baker. And at the end of the first book, the two main characters were like, one of them was going to Mexico. The male main character was going to Mexico with his best friend, and the female main character was like, oh shit, I have to catch him. I have to catch him before he goes and tell him, like, the big grand gesture or whatnot. And so she and her co-owner go to the airport. They buy tickets for the same Mexico flight, and they catch them before, anything boards. The couple from book one decides not to go to Mexico, but his best friend and her co-owner decide to take the trip anyways. And so they're in Mexico. They've taken this trip. He has very clearly been obsessed with her since he first met her, and she's like, absolutely not. I can tell he's a playboy. And so it's just, and then they kind of like bond and things progress and it's a romance, so we know what happens, but it takes a while for them to get there and it's really good. It's very cute.
Okay.
I read Just Visiting by Dahlia Adler. So you have these two best friends who are in their senior year and they live in this small town and they have this plan to go away to college together, be roommates, and just get out of the small town. Now, one of the main characters has lived in the small town her whole life. She lives with her parents in like a trailer. She calls herself like white trailer trash. And so something in the past, in the recent past, happened with her ex-boyfriend, and the whole town knows about it because it's a small town, and she's kind of been ostracized. And then the other main character has come in, moved there. She is, I believe, of Latin descent. And so she comes in, she's like in the small town, and it's also like very white town. And so she's kind of like, having to deal with racism. But they become really fast friends. And so it's kind of this journey of them kind of figuring out who they want to be post high school, post leaving this life. And there's a lot of kind of it's very coming of age because they are seniors going into the world and trying to figure out what am I going to do with college.
Yeah.
And there's romance in it because I don't know that Dolly Adler can write something without romance, and I love that for her. And I thought it was very cute. And then I also read Something Blue by Emily Giffen, which follows Something Borrowed that I had talked about previously. So now we get Darcy's story. And I have to, before I start talking about it, I
You
have to
better go
say,
ahead and preface this. You're gonna get in
I'm
trouble.
gonna get in trouble again. The entire time I was talking about the book last time, I was in the back of my mind being like, this is really uncomfortable to say because we have a friend, Darcy,
We
who
have a
is
Darcy.
like the coolest person
The
we know.
greatest, yeah.
Love her to pieces. So every time I was saying something about book Darcy being a terrible person, I was like, oh, that hurts. And then I'm sh out shopping and I get a text from Darcy, wow. Tell me how you really feel. I'm like, I love you.
She told me too. She's like, you're gonna get your co-host.
I was like, oh my God. So Darcy Prevost is amazing. Darcy from the
Ravenloft
book.
love her.
to death. Love her so much. But Darcy in the book, different story. So from the book one, I had talked about how she was very self-absorbed. She was very like competitive with her girlfriends. She was just the worst. Like, you have no sympathy for her at all, no empathy for what she's going through. And like the first half of this book is awful because you are inside her head. So it's all told from Darcy's POV, and so you are inside her head, and she is even worse on the inside than the things that you see tangentially from Rachel interacting with her, and it's so bad. But then eventually she does get better, and I knew that, and I powered through, but man, it was hard. So it kind of picks up right near the end of, like, there's overlap between book one and book two. And so Darcy, finds out about Rachel and Dex, and she is like, well, I'm pregnant by Marcus, who was like one of Dex's groomsmen that she was cheating on him with. And so she's like, you know what? The ending of this engagement is fine. Marcus and I are gonna get married. We're gonna have babies. It's gonna be fine. And everybody in her circle is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because she has built this circle of people who are very similar to her and are very like judgmental, and Marcus does not meet those standards. And so at one point Marcus is like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to have a kid. I will give you money financially to support the kid if you plan on going through with it. But I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be a dad. I don't want to be involved with you. I'm done. And at this point, she's like, what the fuck do I do? And she calls her and Rachel's other best friend from childhood, Annalise. And Annalise is like, why don't you go to London and spend some time with Ethan and see if you can figure things out? And Ethan was another childhood friend of theirs. And Rachel had visited him in the first book. And so he's making an appearance. And so she goes out to London. She thinks that she's like, I'm not coming back. I'm moving to London. But he doesn't need to know that. I'm just visiting. So she basically moves herself into his flat with him, and it's just she's so awful for so much of the book. And then at one point, Ethan is like, Darcy, you're the worst. Like, you're a bad friend, you're selfish, you're
Not
self-absorbed.
you, Darcy.
Not you, Darcy, who we love, Darcy, who is in the book. But he's reaming her basically. He's like, here are all the bad things about you. Maybe think about fixing and you haven't seen a doctor since you've been here. Your baby, what about your baby? All of this. And so that's like her wake-up call. And she like starts like, okay, you know what? He's right. I am XYZ and I'm gonna do better. And finally, she gets better. She still has her moments, but it's such a change from the beginning of book one to like now, and it's so good. And of course there is romance in it, because why wouldn't there be romance? Who am I if I'm not reading romance? And then have you read this? The Living and the Dead. I haven't read it since its very first like draft.
Different.
It's different, but it's the same.
Yeah.
It's different, but it's the same. And it's exactly like the things that I couldn't articulate as to how to fix, quote unquote, fix it. But
That Finn man.
I was like, this is what needs to happen. I don't know how to fix it, but
Yeah.
like there. And then you
Yeah.
gave it to Finn, and Finn was like, well, yes, here you go. And
Yeah.
I'm like,
Yeah.
that's what I said. But just much more
Finn gave me a
convoluted.
map,
Yes,
not just a destination. Yeah.
I don't have maps. I am easily lost.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I'm almost dead. Again, I know how it ends, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know what's happening next, and I have to wait to finish it. Which also means that
Sorry.
I haven't read the acknowledgments yet, and I had texted Mandy earlier this week. I'm like, things I'm looking forward to this week is finishing is reading the acknowledgments, but also things I'm scared of is reading the acknowledgments, because they will make me cry. I already know, because I cry at acknowledgments regularly. So it's like, oh yes, this is the same kind of thing, but also my best friend wrote this, so it's More emotional.
My mom cried when she read them. My grandmother cried when she, my other, obviously my living grandmother,
I was like, hold on.
read them when
Are
she
we
read it.
living in this world now?
Yeah.
Like,
My grandmother cried when she read it. Yeah.
so that was my week. I have been watching Dancing with the Stars this season, which it's fun. I've never watched Dancing with the Stars before, but like, I was like, I know too many of these names, so
That's
now.
true. I saw somebody, I can't remember who it was now because it's been a while, but they were like, I don't know any of these people on Dancing with the Stars. This is BS. And I'm like, normally I don't know anybody, but I know like all of them.
I know most of these people, and
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you
This
mean?
is like an all-star cast.
Right?
Like, this
It's
is truly Dancing with the Stars
like, yeah,
and
this
the
is
Mormon Wives.
right. This it's quite a list of people. Like, I was
Yeah.
kind of shocked. I was like, I know so many of these names,
Yeah.
and I never know these names. So, yeah.
Crazy.
But that was my week.
Do you have a fictional boyfriend this week?
Do you have to ask? Do you have to ask? It's Jolly. Duh.
Oh,
My sweet baby angel. I love him. I've already waxed poetic about him, so
yeah.
I'm not
He's
even
okay.
I'm not gonna ask you. I'm not gonna ask you. I don't need I already know. I already know.
Have two.
Okay.
Cyrus, the King of Toulon.
I'm shocked.
Redheaded Aaron Warner in a different font,
So
who's just
shocked.
yearning and dying every second that he. There's like a it's from the first book. There's like a arranged marriage plot that has to happen. It's like a fated thing.
Okay.
So he's married to the object of his yearning. And so all appearances are they're together. So they're like, they have to go somewhere to do something. The whole group of them goes, but they're like, you, we're giving you guys like the closest quarters since you're married. The bathroom is too small for her to undress in before she goes to take a bath. I think at one point he's like, he's got his face just pressed up against the wall. He's got his back to her and he's just like breathing.
Love it.
It's
Oh my
wonderful.
God.
It was
Amazing.
over far too soon, and now I'm going to be waiting another year for. I'm going to be yearning for a year for more Cyrus, but, and then obviously I have to say Ryan McGrave because, also modeled after Aaron Warner.
Right.
More to come on that, maybe.
If you've read the
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love
Love it. I love it. I love it.
it.
Yep. So Cyrus and Redden. I love
Okay.
it.
That sound means we have an intruder alert. If you'll notice, our intruder is Hannah Nicole Mayer, but Mandy's not here, and there's a very good reason for this. She will be in just a moment. She has no idea Hannah's here. Hannah is going to help me interview Mandy about her book. So the reaction you're about to see is a live reaction. So I'm gonna let her in. Here we go.
This is such a. Oh, wait, I'm gonna be quiet.
Okay. Okay, you can look now.
Yeah.
Surprise! So, we're having an intruder alert, but surprise, you're the intruder.
It's not me. It's
It's
you. You're the
you.
intruder. Oh my God, I'm so
Today, we are
excited.
going to be talking about the living and the dead.
Oh my God, I'm gonna start to cry and throw up at the
And
same time.
Karen
It's
gave
gonna
me
get.
free range with the questions, which
Yes.
was such a mistake.
No, it's gonna be the
Oh.
best thing ever. I told her, I'm like, you can write questions if you want, but I usually don't. It's all vibes,
The
so.
questions that I wrote down, I'm not kidding. This is the first book I've ever annotated. And most of the notes are like, you're heinous, you're terrible for this, what's wrong with you?
And then like a lot of LOLs.
I was telling her, now you know how it feels, Hannah.
I'm like a good nerd.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, wow, it sucks. Like I hated that. I like loved it. And then the end, I was like, what the fuck? Are you for real? What?
That ending.
I cried writing it. I didn't like it either.
Listen, listen. Yeah, see, now you gotta defend yourself. See how it
No.
feels? You're like, I had reasons. Okay, tell it to the cops. I'm calling the police.
Not me now. I can hear
is here to interview Mandy with me about her debut
It's
novel.
gonna get so gruesome because I'm about to scream, cry, throw up all at once.
I
This is
love it.
crazy.
We're so
Okay.
excited. Okay.
I'm so excited.
First
Okay.
things first, you have to give us the elevator pitch of the book.
You know, I should
Yes.
be prepared for that. Given that I
That's
ask this question all the time.
it's the only question that every author can prepare before going into an interview.
And it's every
True.
I and also, Mandy, it's the question that every author has no idea what to expect.
Exactly.
So you're in good company.
I did this already. Okay, so The Living and the Dead is a romantic fantasy about a girl named Abby who was born a ghost, but she ages, and they're not supposed to do that. So now she's 30, and the Brotherhood of Reapers finds out that she exists, and they don't like that. And so they send their best guy, Raiden Pingrave, to get her. And he forces her like through the mountains of Appalachia, and she doesn't know if he's gonna eventually help her because he's kind of nice, or if he's just pretending so that he can hand her over to the bad guys.
And he's hot. And
He's
he's hot.
hot. I literally Googled how do you describe Tom Hiddleston's face when I described it.
So real, though. Like, that's honest. That's raw. I love that.
Funniest thing is when I was alpha reading, I made her send me a Google Doc so I could comment on it. And I'm like reading it, and I'm like, this is where you Googled Tom Hiddleston's face. This is where you Googled how to describe
I
it.
can pinpoint
I
exactly.
can see it. I've seen
Well,
it.
now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, oh,
I see it.
Fit
yeah. That like changes everything. I'm
it.
being more mad at you. Anyway. Okay, wait. Karen, how do we do? Do we alternate questions or how do we do it?
Generally, that's what we do.
Okay.
So go for
Okay. Wait, I'm excited.
it. I'm gonna throw up.
Okay. Okay, the book is from the perspective of a ghost. Have you ever been haunted?
Yes
I
and
know you are,
no.
Karen. I apologize for these questions. This is I did the same thing at Bridget Kemmerer's event, and she was looking at me like, these are your questions for me.
The
Have you
best.
ever been haunted? What was the inspiration? Like, what made you want to write this book?
The inspiration was I had a dream like probably 7 or 8 years ago
Ooh.
about it was very like Tim Burton-esque. It was like middle school aged kids at the time, and they were at a school for ghosts, and they were unzipping people from their sides and doing possession lessons, and then they would come out of somebody and like fly around. And I was like, that is so silly. And at first I was like, maybe I'll write like a middle grade. And then I like tried to forget about it, but I kept like literally sticky notes all over my life with her name, just her name. And it would be like I'd put one in my like vanity drawer, and then I'd put one on my desk at work in like random places that I would find her name so I wouldn't forget her. And then I
Oh.
don't really know where it became, like I can't remember when it was like, oh, she was born dead. The Reapers are after her. Like it just kind of snowballed
Evolved. Yeah.
there, but it came
I
from like a
love that
weird dream.
though. It's like a very, it's such an interesting concept though. Like, I think like the living, the dead, like between the two of them, like there's two different parallels to the world kind of thing. Oh,
Yeah.
wait, it's not my turn. Go ahead, Karen.
This is my favorite interview. I
Cat's in the sink. Get out of the sink. Binks, get out of the sink, honey. Get out of the sink. No. Cat, no. Look at this. I'm not kidding.
I'm upset.
You're
This made
ruining
them
the vibe.
lover.
You're ruining the vibe.
She's
Get out.
not.
No, this is exactly the vibes.
Okay, I'm just gonna let him go. Oh, he's
Hannah,
getting out.
it's the incoherent fangirl. This is exactly the
You're
vibes.
so right. You're so
Yeah.
right. All right, Karen, go ahead. Sorry. Sorry.
I don't have anything prepared. I'm like, what do I ask you? I know the inspiration to this story. I know what you did to write this.
Wait, have you ever been haunted? You
Oh
didn't
yeah,
just do that.
Kind of, yeah. So my husband is a ghost hunter, like legit full on.
Whoa! Wait, that's
Yeah.
so cool.
I
Have you
used to
told him
go with
before?
him. I
Have
don't
you
know.
told
I
him
don't
before?
think so.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and I used to be really brave and I used to go with him, but then things started happening at my house and I was like, I'm scared now. And now like I can't even really do scary movies anymore 'cause I get so freaked out.
Oh no, I understand. Because I feel like when it's like a masked killer, you're like, okay,
Yeah.
well, the police can
Yeah.
get them. If it's a ghost, I can't fight a
No,
ghost.
what am I gonna
I'm
do?
gonna
Right?
lose. Yeah,
Yeah, I have
you
to
can
run
have the house.
away.
You can have the
Unless it's
house. I'm leaving.
Abby, in which case I want to be best friends.
It's like,
If it's Abby,
come
then it's fine. Okay,
on, Bessie.
wait.
Me?
I have another really hard-hitting question. Are you
Uh-oh.
ready? Do it.
Yes.
At the beginning of the book, Abby states she usually survives off of raw vegetables. I know this because I annotated that part and I went, that is disgusting.
I know.
And
Crime.
if you had to survive off of one raw vegetable, what would it be?
Oh,
Oh.
fuck.
Hannah has way better questions
A
than we've ever
raw
had. They're not. They
vegetable?
have nothing to do with
Are
them. No,
bell peppers vegetables?
it's
Yeah.
great. Yeah.
Okay, I could survive off of that. Can I have some ranch to go with them, though? Perhaps a little cream cheese?
Is there ghost ranch? Like ghost pepper ranch.
Oh,
Did I
hey.
just do
I
something?
feel like a loophole.
I feel
I
like,
feel like
yeah.
that's a loophole
I think
that
so
I
too.
needed.
I think so too.
Dude, so Halcyon Hall, was that inspired by any particular place, or was it just like,
Yeah.
I need a haunted place, let's do it?
Yeah.
So I kind of it was inspired by the low country in like South Carolina, Georgia, where it's just like marshy, spooky, whatever. But the hall itself, maybe not. I just kind of like if I were to live in a haunted house, which I would never want, I want my aesthetic of my house to look like it's haunted, but I don't want it to
But
actually
you
be
don't want it
because
to be
again,
haunted.
scared.
That's
And I've
so
already
real.
I had that and that I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's real. That's real.
But like, so I think I just kind of like hodgepodged together a bunch of different like scary houses. Like I feel like every like manor with haunted houses has like a grand staircase and like a black and white checkered floor somewhere. So like it has that and like a porte cochere off the side because like all southern gothic
Yeah.
manors have those. And I specifically didn't want it to be like a plantation house because ew, we don't
Right,
need those.
right. That's
It's
so valid.
2025. Let's get rid of them all. So yeah, I want it to be like really gothic and spooky, but like
Was
not.
definitely, but you said like every one of those houses has like the stairs and like it felt nostalgic. Like the house felt
Yeah.
like it was like I've never been to a place like this, but also I can
I can
picture it
picture it
because it feels
exactly. Yeah.
like
Yeah.
a place
Feels
I've
like the
been.
Adams family's gonna come out.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
I think like
Yes.
we kind of grew up in that era of like the gothic, like
Yeah. There's a
horror kind of
spooky
thing.
house or
Yeah.
like the Amityville house. Like everybody has
Yeah.
that picture in their mind or the house on the hill from Psycho.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
Yeah.
I love
I
it.
love it. I love it.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna find another fun one. Hold on. My handwriting is so awful. I don't know why I didn't type it. Jeez Louise. Okay, wait. Oh. If you could be a living, a witch, a ghost, or a reaper, which one would you be?
I don't know. I like the witches
I know, me
because
too.
there's more coming with Omri than we've said yet. Like I want to go further into her in future books, but I like that like she's not scared of anybody. She's like, oh, you're scared of this Reaper guy? He
No,
hasn't
she's
met
fine.
me.
She's fine.
Like he doesn't know me. Yeah, I think I'd go witchy. Yeah.
I feel like that's the move. Witchy is
Yes.
always a good choice, and
Yeah.
I love it. Which is your favorite side character inspired by a person you know, and why is it Annabelle?
They're all like my favorites and they're all inspired like Karen is Annabelle. My Amory is inspired by like an internet friend that we have, but her name is like my other best friend's, like a hodgepodge of her kid's name. And then
Oh,
like
cute.
Ia and Juana, like are, I feel like I can safely say this, my baby niece, who's like, she's six now, but when she was learning to talk, that's what she called my twin nieces because she couldn't say their names. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna name them Ian and Juana. So like
Yeah.
I
I
love them
love
all.
that. I love that. And I did
Perfect.
notice that you said in the future. So there will be another book, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
I would never do that to you.
If
And
you
things are not
listen,
as they appear.
Hannah,
Don't worry.
it is book two is also mean, okay? You have no idea what is coming.
I'm scared. Mom,
I'm
come pick me up. I'm frightened. I'm frightened. I actually closed it and I went, no one, you guys are allowed to say anything to me anymore about cliffhangers ever. Because I'm gonna remember this burned into my brain. Wait, I had this is Abby talks about the mischief she committed as a teen, haunting other people and the things she would whisper in their ear. So I'm curious that if you were a ghost, who would you want to haunt? It could be famous or not famous. And what would you say, or what would you do, or both? I want to haunt Hozier and just watch him write songs. Just
So
be in the
funny.
room where it happens. I'm a
That was such an
fangirl,
immediate
okay?
response.
Can I haunt Ben Barnes when he's at the gym? Like, can I do that?
If you've died, I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want. Like,
I mean,
I'm
I won't
dead.
get disrespectful. Like you'll have like I won't follow you into the bathroom or anything, but like I'll
Oh,
haunt you while you
you're
work
yeah,
out.
we would not do that. I was fully ready to ride with you into the locker room. Like, I was like, where you go, I go, baby. Let's go.
I think it would be Hozier and Ben Barnes. I'd haunt them. And I'd haunt Karen every now and then.
You're gonna leave me. You can't leave me. Well, no, you can't haunt me because I fully intend to be dead before you. Because I don't want to live without you,
I
Maddie.
don't like that. But then my niece always tells me, you're 2 years older than mommy. That means you're going to die 2 years before her.
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh my God, wait. I feel like I remember that logic as a kid. I was like, well, yeah, if you're older, you die. Like,
Yeah. You're the,
that's
and it's 2 years. Like, you had your 2 years already.
bonkers. That's bonkers. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Back to Okay, wait. I had the good question and I lost it because my handwriting is so bad. Wait, Karen, fill the void. Fill the void. Hurry up. Fill in the question.
What is your writing process? I am asking you questions I know the
Oh,
answer to.
my writing process is
The audience doesn't
I
know the answer.
know. That's
I know.
true. Yeah, the listeners
I'm
don't
just
know.
like, hold on. What
You
do
silly goose. Writing process is chaos, trash, demon, goblin, monster, where I just literally I'll be like driving to the allergist and a scene, it's like Wednesday, a scene will like into my soul and I immediately dictate the whole thing to Siri. And it's just whatever scene I feel, I write it out completely and I edit it completely, which is awful. I know you're not supposed to do it like that. And it
No,
makes it a lot more tedious and awful.
I think I'm gonna correct you because there's nothing you're supposed to do. You can do
Fair.
whatever works for you. I've found that to, because I've fallen into that pigeonhole, and I think literally any artist, period, has, I think,
Yeah.
the whole of like, I should do it like this. You're doing it the way that it makes sense to you, so you're doing it correctly for you. It
I
won't
love
look
you.
like everybody else's. No, but it's true. It's true because I used to feel like that where I was like, oh, I should be able to do it like this and like this, but that doesn't work for me. I have to do it like this. And some people can't go forward until they've fixed what's in front of them. And some people have to keep trucking until it's done and then go back and fix it later. Everybody's different. As long as the book gets done, who cares?
That's
That's
true.
true.
It
That is
just
very
it was a
true.
lot of like writing random scenes and then bridges together, maybe. Making a
No,
little
but then you get
cohesive.
a cleaner second draft too. You have a cleaner draft to go into. I have a mess. Listen to me.
I
My draft, like the first draft is like, if anyone ever saw it, I would die. Bad.
I know somebody who, for their first draft, they make the font really, really, really teeny tiny so that they can't go back and read it. They just have to keep going. And I'm like,
Whoa,
I
that's
could
they have
never.
those things too. Have you seen like the, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a keyboard with like, it's like a label maker screen that people write
Oh,
on. It's
yeah.
like distractionless writing.
I think Adrian Young uses that, and
Whoa.
I'm like,
Yeah.
what?
That's wild.
I could never.
I'm too much,
I
I'm an
know.
oldest
I could
daughter.
never.
I'm too much of a perfectionist for
I
that.
can't.
I
You'd be able to go on Pinterest and then thesaurus words. Like, I can't. I
Yes.
need that up already.
I need to be able to fall down a research rabbit hole
Yes.
for 3 hours. Is that
Yes.
productive to my writing? Who knows?
No,
But I
but
need it.
I actually really want to know the answer to this question. I wrote it down like, and I felt like really connected to it. So, Bryden is so hot. What would his favorite Disney princess be?
He's a Belle girl or boy.
He's
He's a Belle. He's
a bell
me
girl.
and I am him.
Call
He's a
it
Belle
like it
girly.
is. He's a
Yeah.
bell girl.
He's a Belle girly.
I
Yeah.
love that.
He's a reader.
I made Stacey answer this question too, which I was doing her event, but I wasn't even there. I just sent the question over and she was like, I don't know. Like, Ariel.
No, I think he'd be a Belle. He's a Belle
Yeah, I
girl.
could feel that from him. That's
Yeah.
like, he likes a smart girl. He likes a girl
Yes.
like
Yeah.
with her own mind.
Yes.
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 Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
As long as it's Abby.
As long as it's
Yeah. Well,
happy.
Otherwise, the pitchforks come out and I'm coming for you. Don't do it. I actually wrote at, I'm not going to say at what, but at the end, when you think that he's done something, I wrote what the fuck next to it because I was like, no. Immediately, not immediately, but I found out not that long after that it occurred. And I was like, oh my God, he's never done anything wrong in his life. He's perfect. He's a perfect baby angel. He's so cute. I love him. And then you ruined my life. Anyway.
I begged them not to do this, okay? I was like, please,
Wait,
anything else.
sorry, Karen, do you want to do a question? Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, wait, there's one line in book two that she's told me, and I'm like, like, I want to
Mean?
throw all the things. Like, yeah, she's not nice.
Yeah, you're
You
mean.
think that she's nice, and
Look,
look at that smiley.
I'm not kidding. I'm not gonna say what it is.
I've been taking lessons from Evie on how to be a villain.
I'm such a good interviewer. This leads me to my next question. Wait, I lost it. Oh, Abby and Evie are both suckers for dimples. So this is a selfish question, but
Yes.
I wanted to know if Abby like jumped into the assistant to the villain world, who do you think she'd get
Absolutely.
along with best in the
I
assistant
think
to the villain
she and
world?
Evie would be the best of friends.
Oh yeah, that's what I
I
thought.
think they would be the best, and Becky too. They would
Yeah.
all
Oh
be the
yeah.
best of friends.
Yes,
Like
they'd
they'd
have a
be a
girl
good
group.
girl gang. Yes, exactly.
Abby has like a girl gang already too. So like
Yeah.
the girl gangs could just all join
Make them
forces.
bigger.
I would really
Yes.
love to see Emery and Becky interact. I feel like that
Oh
would be
my
so funny.
My brain would implode. I don't think I could handle it.
They would take over the
I'd be like,
literary
too many
world.
hot women in one room. I don't know what to do. Help me. I'm engaged. Stop it, ladies. Like, I can't do this. This is too much for me. And if you could have them meet outside of the Assistant to the Villain universe, any of the characters, if you could have them meet characters from another book series, who would you want them to meet, and how do you think the interaction would go?
So I am only myself. Karen already knows what I'm going to say. I need everyone I've ever written to meet Aaron Warner from Shatter Me. He is my favorite. He's my reason to breathe. I love that man. And so, like, yes, I need them all to see Aaron Warner's dimples.
So fair. That's so fair. I have Shatter Me on my shelf. I need to read it. I still have it. I know, I know,
Okay,
I know.
listen. I listened to your recommendation and I've started
The
The
Musketeers.
Musketeers.
You did?
I
Stop it.
did.
You
I
did?
did.
You like it? It's okay if
I
you don't.
love it.
Oh my
I
God.
love it. I'm only a few episodes in because like I went on a cruise and then my dog has not been doing so well, so I've been taking care of him
Oh.
and I've been signing books and stuff. But yes, I'm gonna forget his name.
Oh,
Karen remembered it
I
the last
did.
time I
Is it
forgot Karen's
Aramis?
name. Is
Yeah,
it
that
Aramis?
one.
Yeah.
That one.
Yes.
Aramis.
Oh,
Yeah.
with the little
Listen, listen.
And you're right, D'Artagnan is a sweet baby angel who's never done
He's a
anything
baby
wrong.
angel. He's never done anything wrong ever in his
Him up and love him.
I'm obsessed with him. Wait, but that makes me so I will reach out to me because it's I know it's right up my alley and I need to read it.
Yeah.
I'm reading books really slow right now because I'm drafting, which you probably know how exactly how that is. It's
Yeah.
you're like, hey, my brain is mush. It's coming out.
Yeah,
I don't
what are
even notice.
listen, every time anybody reads it, they'll read the first book and they're like, really? Sorry,
No,
guys.
I think that
Just keep going.
I am a person. I go into things like I'm such a yes and person that I'll
Yeah.
go into something and I'm like, of course, like yes,
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
People
You'll
are like, that's cringy, and I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Once you read Shatter Me, if you reread The Living and the Dead, you'll notice that there are two very specific characters and there are two very specific camps.
Ooh. I am an
It's
Erin Warner girly, and I wrote a man
Ryden.
that I thought would be like, oh, all the girls are gonna be like Erin Warner. My
Oh, then
two
I'll love
best
Shatter Me.
friends were like jolly.
Yeah,
Ryden's great, but and they were Kenji girls in Shatter Me. So
wait. I've seen some of his quotes. He's
he's
funny.
an angel,
He's
okay? He's a baby
hilarious.
angel.
Kenji has never done anything wrong in his life.
Kenji has D'Artagnan energy.
Yes,
Kenji has.
absolutely.
I'm saying that with no authority because I've never read that book.
No, I
But
have the authority, and I,
I.
yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy you're watching The Musketeers. I could throw up. Like, I literally, when I was like, no, you don't have to like it, in my head, I was like, if she doesn't like it, I'm going to cry, but I won't do it on camera. I'll cover it
No.
off. And then I'll cry later and I'll tell her it's okay and she's never done anything wrong in her life.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. You have 5 million DMs, but you probably have a couple unhinged DMs from me about
That. God damn it. Wait,
it's been a
wait,
couple of weeks,
wait.
and I'm sorry, best-selling author, that you didn't see my DM,
I
okay?
also like I my cousin texted me like 2 weeks ago and I thought I answered because in my head I was like, I answered. I didn't.
I
And then
do
I
that a
was like,
long
oh my
way.
God, I do this with texting so much that my publisher knows to like double tap me. Like, hey Hannah.
They're like, hey, wake up, Misty.
You know
Okay,
what's wait,
what?
back to the topic at hand. We're veering too far from the course, ladies. I have to thank God I'm here to keep us on track. Like, I
Thank
don't
God
even know
for
what would
you.
happen. Okay. Abby learns about the Reaper tattoos in the book, which I
Yes.
noticed. Do you have it? Stop. Oh, that's iconic. That's so cool. I'm obsessed. Whoa. Oh my God. Okay, you're so cool. Anyways, if Abby became a Reaper, oh no, not if Abby became it. If you became a Reaper and you could pick what tattoo you wanted, this is kind of a silly question now because you do have Reaper. But if you could get like any tattoo to like becoming a Reaper, what would it be? Or would it
So
be
it
the same
has to
tattoo?
have the hourglass in the skull. Like that's part of their like rules.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Man, my knee jerk is like something with my dogs because I'm that person. But then like
That's fair. It's
I
fair.
don't know.
It
A
could be
stack of
like
books, because I
it
love those.
could be like you know Cerberus is three-headed, but you could have five with all of the dogs.
With all my
All
dogs.
your dogs.
Five-headed
Wait, I
dog.
love that. That's so cute.
I would take that. Yeah. Five-headed dog standing on a stack of books.
Perfect. That's
Okay.
everything. I have a question. Oh wait, no, Karen, it's your turn.
No,
Sorry.
go ahead. You have free rein, Hannah.
No, I know, but I don't want to be
You're
rude and interrupt anybody.
no,
Go ahead.
not at all.
I'm so the ADHD. I'm always like conscious. Like, did I interrupt? I apologize.
Hannah, you've seen us interview. Like,
I
this
know. I get so excited. I just start talking and I'm like, shut up.
No, do
Never
not
shut up.
never ever shut
Okay.
up.
This is a question I actually love asking people because I always get a different answer. What is something that surprised you writing this book? Like sometimes when you go in to write a book, like you know this, the other thing, but sometimes the characters like go off the rails and do something, or two characters interact that you had no anticipation. So what was your like moment of like, or were you just like the whole time like, nope, I'm on track?
The ending, I did not know going in the ending of this book, and they hit me through the chest with it, and I sobbed, and I like tried to find any other way. So that really hurt my feelings. And then there's a new character in book two that's really gonna hurt feelings too.
What? Why? 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 Why?
There
Why?
might be a little bit of a
What do you mean? What do you
triangle.
mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Somebody may be grieving and may find somebody to help them through their grief.
I would like to talk about page 254, line 18.
Uh-oh. Wait.
Because I think
Hold
you should go to jail. I
on.
literally wrote jail.
Oh, wait. Hold
One,
on.
two, three, four, five, six,
Yeah.
Oh,
That.
yeah.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
I wrote the line number two I was like, oh, she's mean. Evil. And then I was like, oh, God, the call is coming from inside the house, Hannah. Hello? Hello?
I love
Yeah,
it.
that was rough. It's really rough. My editor was like, "You know people are gonna hate you for this ending, right?" And I'm
And
like, "It
me.
had to be done. It had to be done to set up
It's
things."
really fucked up. I'm not gonna lie to you. I read a lot of books. I came out of there like, I came out of like a war zone. I was like, I have one of my favorite lines is at the beginning of the book, and I just wanted to let you know what it was. It's literally on page one. I wrote LMFAO. And I feel comfortable showing it because it's just the first page.
Yeah.
And it was when Dave was like yelling, going like, "Welcome here, as long as you're not a demon or something." And she goes, "Don't worry, Dave, I'm just a girl." And I went,
Just a
"You're an
girl.
icon. That's hilarious." I was like,
I
"She's
love
funny.
her.
She's
Oh,
a funny
she's
ghost."
so fun.
She was like, "I'm a ghost. I'm literally just a girl." I'm like, "'Cause at the
Literally
end of the
just
day,
a
we
girl.
all, even ghosts, we're all just
Just a girl.
girls."
You're just trying to be, okay? Only trying to just
Trying to
exist.
be girls. Oh my
Help
gosh.
us.
Oh wait, I was like, what did I highlight this for? It's the vegetable section. I wrote hell.
Hell. I feel so bad. She goes through a lot.
I
Like
feel
a lot of
like
the
I'm
big
like
things, but then the vegetables
I know.
too.
I'm like, girl, I feel like she shouldn't be doing that. Like, you can't be getting all your
No.
nutrients from the vegetables. Like, I know you're a
No.
ghost, but also, ew.
Haunt somebody in a McDonald's or something.
Oh my God, go
Haunt a
haunt McDonald's.
buffet.
Go haunt
Yeah.
anything else. Like, go haunt like a Chili's.
Yeah.
Chili's
Oh,
has
you can
really
get a triple
good
dipper.
mozzarella sticks. Go to Chili's.
Yeah.
Yes,
You could
literally
make yourself a
anything.
margarita when they
You don't have to
close.
worry about clogging your arteries or your leg.
No, you're dead
Go
already.
nuts. Oh, I would do
speaking of
that
that,
too.
actually, something that you told me, Mandy, that I want to bring up. What's a reaction to the book from somebody who has read it that you didn't expect?
Oh, I love that question.
I told you that.
The
I don't have a brain.
SPF. The SPF.
Oh, yeah, somebody was like, why does she need to put on like SPF lotion? She's a ghost. And I'm like, she's aging
Aging.
though. She's got to keep the she wants to keep those fine lines away.
That's
Okay,
so
she's
fair.
30
Yeah.
now.
That's so real. Like,
She's
wait, actually,
still
that's such a good continuity thing, actually.
Yeah.
Because she's aging. Like, why wouldn't she? You wear sunscreen to protect your skin. Like, if
Yeah.
you're aging, your skin is changing. And
Yeah.
so in theory, the sun can affect her
Yeah.
skin.
Yeah.
And even
So
if
like
it can't,
regular
she has
ghosts
no
are
way to
fine.
know. She has no way to
Right.
know, though, it's not. So why would
Right.
you put it on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in
And
case.
she's watched herself age past her own mother. So, like,
Rough. Yeah.
oh, yeah.
That's
They have
rough
to,
stuff.
I feel like I can say that they pretend to be, they have to pretend to be sisters because, like,
Yes. Yeah. It reminded me of Age of Adeline when Daphne has
yeah.
that part of the movie at the beginning when she has to start. And then by the end of the movie, it's actually very sad because she's like, her daughter's like elderly and she's still
Yeah.
quite young.
Yeah.
But wait, that made me think of a question. And now I lost it. It was in there. It was in there. Oh my God, the train. I'm losing it.
Very on brand.
Coming back.
I love
Where is
it.
it? Oh my God. Hold
She
on. Give me a second.
had to
Karen,
be
fill the
sisters with
time.
her mother.
Fill the time.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the French background.
Oh
Where did
yeah.
that come
Yes.
from? Like, what inspired that?
Oh, I've always been a Francophile. That wasn't like I was the kid in seventh grade who needed like every Eiffel Tower that anybody could have. Like I had there was the jewelry or like a little whatever. My family for Christmas, I got all the Eiffel Tower stuff, all the French stuff. One time, my aunt got me a birthday card that she just saw that was in French at the grocery store, and so she got it and like it was my birthday. It was
Cute.
like a pickup card, like a Yvonne card,
Oh,
like
do you like
17.
French? Like, do you speak fluent French?
No, I wish I did. I took 3 years in high school and then I kind of fell off. I'm on like a 400 something day Duolingo streak.
That's cr no, like
But
Duolingo's like no joke.
yeah, so I have some, but like I could go to
400.
France and not die.
400 is like a crazy streak. I tried doing Spanish. And I only made it like 2 months before I was like, and then it started bullying me. It was like, you
Yeah.
haven't been on in a while. And I'm like, I know, I have stuff going
I'm
on. Like, I have a
sorry.
lot going on, okay? But no,
God.
but like, I have no excuse because 400 days in a row, dear God,
My
that's
sister's at
bonkers.
like 1600, so like I don't even know.
She was in town. We were going to Y'all West, and she's like, hold on, I gotta do my Duolingo. And I'm like, okay, I'm just driving, Mandy. You do what you gotta do.
Gonna speak French for a minute. Don't worry.
Oh my God, I love when people speak French. It's just, it's so pretty. It sounds so pretty.
I think that might be why I like it so much. And then Beauty and the Beast came out when I was like four, and that was like the define, like if anything defined my personality at four and on, it was Belle. It
That's
was
so
Beauty and the Beast.
real. That's
Yes.
real. That's honest.
Yeah.
But wait, I highlighted a section at the beginning where she's moving the keys around because it gave me like a like such an intense like feeling because that happens to me all the time. And then I started rethinking my entire life and I was like, oh my God, I don't lose stuff. I'm haunted
Yeah.
by Abby specifically.
That happened at my grandparents' house one time. It was the weirdest thing. My cousin was like a baby and he got sick and they had like some cold meds or something that my grandmother took out and put on the counter. And she went to get the baby and she came back and the meds were gone. And they like tore the house apart because he like had a fever. He needed meds. They went to the store, got new meds, gave them to him, and then like she came into the kitchen later and the old meds were sitting there. And she's like, I don't know if maybe there was something wrong with them. And they were like, I don't want you to give them to him.
Wow.
No, I don't like it. It scares
What
me.
is something you're always losing and that you're convinced or could be convinced that it is a ghost moving it
I
around?
don't know if there's something specific, but they're like, in several instances lately, I have this like dongle for my laptop because like now my Macs don't come with, or MacBooks don't come with the USB drive.
Yeah, that's weird.
I see that thing all the time until I need it. And then it's like, have I ever owned one? But it's like in the junk drawer or something. Like you open it every day for something else and you're like, there's that thing. There's that thing. You go to the junk drawer and it's like, oh, that doesn't exist here
I've
anymore.
never
It's
seen that before.
moved. I don't know what that is.
I definitely imagine that. It doesn't
That
exist in this
happens to
house.
me a lot. Random things where it's like, I know I had a gift card to a concert venue that I got because there was some like weird mishap where they sent everybody like a $25 merch or food gift card. The next time I went, I was like, I gotta get that gift card. I put it in the place where I put all of the things that are like, you're gonna want this later. I've
I bet.
torn this house apart.
Yeah.
No idea. It just doesn't exist.
This happened with my AirPod. My
Just
AirPod.
the one?
I fell asleep with them both in, woke up with only one of them in, which happens all the time, but usually it's like somewhere in the bed. We've torn the room apart. And for a minute, we were like, did the cat eat it? And then I was like, no, I don't think a cat could eat an AirPod.
No.
And I consulted the vet, and the vet agreed.
Yeah.
The cat would
Not
not eat
in one
an AirPod.
fell swoop.
Yeah, well, my cat's like also like, she's not one to like eat things that like, she wouldn't like go, oh, today's the day I'm gonna eat an AirPod. Like,
AirPod looks
but it's gone.
delicious.
I still haven't found it. It's been a month. I ordered a new pair. Like, that's how far gone we are with the
That's
AirPods. I was
crazy.
like, I don't even know. But I wanted to get the new ones because the new ones can translate languages in your ear.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, that would be really great for international events so that I can
Yeah.
understand everybody better. Because, like, sometimes there's a translator and sometimes there isn't. But that would be like a lovely way to be able to.
That's so
Isn't that
cool.
cool?
That is
I thought
very
that.
cool.
I was like, all
Oh
right, this is a.
my God.
Feels like a tax write-off to
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. Hell. Oh
Oh my
man.
gosh. Where is your favorite place to write, Mandy? Where is your like go-to place to write that you feel like the most inspired and comfortable?
I pile up on my couch because I have like the armrest, and then we have like an ottoman under like where your feet go. And then my dog either lays like across my chest or in my lap the whole time I write because we're attached. And I have to have gummy sharks when I write.
Oh, what a
Like,
great
it
snack.
just,
That's
it
a good
used to be
snack.
hot tamales. It used to be hot tamales, but I got like, I developed an allergy. I ate so many of them. Like, for
Well,
real.
that's so
You're
sad.
awful.
Picking good snacks for typing because they don't leave like residue on your
There's no
fingers. Yep.
residue, but they're delicious.
But
They're
they're good.
portable. They're tiny.
Yeah,
One
that's
bite
smart.
snack.
I don't know
Yeah.
why my go-to is always white cheddar popcorn, which is a disaster if you
No.
want to type on a keyboard. It's a
Oh.
disaster. It's also a disaster if you get stuff stuck in your teeth really easily. Don't
But
recommend.
it's
But I love
also
that you write on the
delicious.
couch. Oh, they're so good. But I love that you write on the couch because I too am a couch writer and I know that you're like not supposed to do that in
No, yeah, you're
chairs.
supposed to sit up, but I don't like
But it's
that.
so much more comfortable to do it. I also am better, is I don't know if you feel this way as well. I can trick my brain better and I'm just gonna be like, we're just relaxing. We're
Yeah,
just gonna
we're just
lay down and
chilling. This is
relax.
fun.
We're just gonna open the laptop while we're relaxing and
Yeah.
like just like start typing.
Just a little, just a
Yeah.
little
Leisurely.
typey type. Just a
And
little
then
typey
before you
type.
know it, you're in it.
Yeah. And you're
Why
like,
do
where
you
did
look
those 10,000
so
words come from?
angry? What is she doing?
Oh,
Oh,
she was staring at me like,
baby. "Why do you look so pissed?"
You do
It's your
look a little
fault.
judgy there.
Just want to be
She,
included.
her name is Daenerys. She is always judgy. My friend was like, "My cat, I think, knows the day I'm going to die," and I'm like, "Yeah, she definitely knows the day I'm going to die." Like, she looks at me and she's like, "I for sure know.
I
I
have
can
it.
sense it."
I just can't
And I'm
tell
like,
you.
"Oh, you're scary."
Fun,
Do you
fun
think?
times.
Daenerys, hi,
Hi.
baby.
Oh. She's
I
not having any
love
of it. She
has
her.
a resting bitch face. I swear she loves me. This is always her face. Like, no matter what. She's
Love.
purring. You do love
Oh,
me.
sweetie.
Ooh.
Oh, I
All
love
right, all
her.
right, all right. We can't keep Hannah forever, even though we want to. So we
We should
have
close
to.
out with a fun question.
Well, we have to ask. Well, there are required questions
I took the
that.
reins too quickly. Go ahead. I was too eager. That was insane of me. I'm
Love
so
you.
sorry. That was crazy.
No,
The authority
we
I just
love
tried
you.
to. God, I apologize. I love you so much. Okay. We've got questions that we have to ask. That's the rules. And I don't want to ask it because I already know the answer. So I'm going to make you choose somebody else. Okay? I need you to tell me your fictional boyfriend that is not in your top three.
Fuck you, because I was going to say
I
Cyrus.
know! I know!
Damn it.
Ha! I
Oh, I love them too.
Okay, we'll go with the villain.
He's a good one.
Hudson Vega.
Hudson's in your
Not in
top
my.
three.
Oh. Okay. Well, if Hudson Vega's not in my top, if my top three is Aaron Warner, Lorcan Salvatierra, and Hudson Vega, then Cyrus King of Talon from Every Spiral of Fate by Taha Damafi, Aaron Warner in a different font.
Lorcan is so real. I
That
was like,
was your top
that
three.
man.
Like, you
That man
did.
cut up his shirt.
Exactly.
That man cut up his shirt. I know,
How
like,
do you top that?
the bar's in hell, truly. But
Right. I didn't see Rowan doing that.
I didn't see
I
it
saw
either.
Kale run from the
All I'm
room.
saying, I looked at my fiance before and I was like, you've never torn up your shirt to give me pads for my period. And I just think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll go buy them for you at the store.
No, it's
I
not the same.
was
It is not the same.
That's weak. That's light work, no
Lorcan could do
reaction.
so much better. Anybody can shop.
Wait,
Are you telling me you want to go shopping?
what's the other a question? I forget.
What's she reading? What are you reading? What are
Oh,
you
what are you
recommending?
reading?
What?
I'm currently reading The Crimson Throne by I was trying to get their names wrong. Sarah Rosh and Beth Reavis. I always have to recommend Shatter Me. I always have to recommend Assistant to the Villain.
Oh,
My favorite
cute.
book of all time is The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I've loved it since I was in high
Oh,
school.
hey.
Oh, yeah, that's a hurt one.
Yeah.
That one's rough.
I was like, the ending of the book makes sense now.
Yeah.
You evil bitch.
Awful everywhere.
I'm kidding.
Also,
No,
Divine
accurate.
Rivals. Hi.
Oh, that
That's
was
on my
mean.
list too. That's on
That
my list too.
that one's also
ooh.
mean, but at least
That
you
one's
have
really
book
mean.
two.
I am very excited to start it. And also, is it what's the author is
Rebecca
Rebecca
Ross.
Ross. Rebecca Ross. That's what I thought, but I don't know why I hesitated. Her style, I'm obsessed with her style.
Insane.
I'm like,
She's
your just
insane.
whole aesthetic. She
Yes.
just like seems so fabulous to me. I'm like, I
Yeah.
just a 10 out of 10, incredible. Like, love your
Everything about
everything.
her.
Yes.
She
You're
just,
perfect.
like, I feel like she's Faye.
Yes.
She has a very whimsical
That
feel. Anytime
aura.
I see her on
Yeah.
social media, I'm like, oh, she's so whimsical. Like, she had this
Yeah.
cute outfit on. She looked like she was ready to go into the mummy. Like,
Yes.
ready to like
Yes.
be Evie in the mummy.
Yes.
She,
Yes.
I went to an
I
event
was
where
like, oh.
she was like in conversation with Shelby Mahurin, and like, she's so ethereal in real
I
life.
bet.
It's like, oh,
I have such trouble interacting with those people because I'm like, and they're always so kind. I'm just an idiot. And I'm like, trying to talk to you. This is how I was when I met Ally Hazelwood. I was like, I love you.
I said the F word in front of Rebecca Ross, and I felt like that was really bad because she's sitting next to Shelby Mahurin, who did the most painful character death I've ever experienced in my life. And so I was like,
Which
hey
book?
man, it was I'm like,
It's the
it's
Serpent and Dove series.
Serpent and
It's
Dove
book
series.
two, Blood
It's
and
Blood
Honey.
and Honey.
I've read the first one. I haven't read the second one.
Oh,
Wait,
prepare.
that's scary. Why would you do
Yeah,
that? Prepare. It's
it's bad.
bad. I'm never getting over it.
So I was like getting her to sign my books, and I jokingly, of course, but I was like, "Hey, man, what the fuck? That was awful. What the fuck?" And then I was like, "Oh my God, Rebecca, I just said fuck in front of
I
Rebecca Ross."
swear, I don't. I should probably was like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, Shelby was like, "I know what the fuck, right?" But
I'm sure that's
Rebecca,
not
I
the
was like,
first. If it was like that bad, I'm so certain that was not the first time. I've said to my best friend, Stacey's like my sister, I've looked her in the eye and go, I fucking hate you. After I read Forbidden Alchemy, I was like, I hate you and I don't want to be friends with you anymore. And she was
She's
like,
like, yeah, whatever.
you're funny. And I'm like, I know, I'm gonna keep crawling back. It's so toxic. I'm like, let me back in. Let me back
This to
in. It's
me. Give
okay.
it to
Yeah, it's painful, but my God, is it a
I
good
love it.
time?
I know. I know. I
Oh,
know.
how do you, when is the official release date? Say the official release date.
October 13th. So this it's out by the time people are listening to us. It's Monday, which I know like books come out on Tuesdays, but like it's the
The
13th.
13th. Yeah, the
Like,
13th is such a
it's,
good day for it.
yeah, I'm
It
like,
was the
okay.
especially for this book, like this
I
specific book with like
know.
themes of like reapers and ghosts, like that's such a good, it's such a good season book.
I have to tell you guys about this album that's coming out too. So we listen to this band called Dayseeker, and they have an album coming out. Let me look up the actual like names. They have an album coming out at the end of the month. The last three songs on the album are, hold on, Meet the Reaper, Forgotten Ghost, and The Living Dead.
Shut up.
I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna use that for marketing at the end of the month. That's
Amazing.
amazing.
That's amazing.
How do you feel? Like, do you feel excited? Are you like at nerves? Like, how are you feeling?
So the first thing I did before I started, because I sent it to some ARC readers that I didn't know, because obviously I want honest reviews.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want just people who like me to read it. The
Yeah.
first thing I did was I went and looked up Divine Rivals, Legendborn, The Unmaking of June Farrow. All of them have 1-star reviews, and so I was like, if you can take actual perfection and give people give that 1-star, then if someone hates it and gives me a 1-star review, I'm fine, because there's people out there that kind of suck and just whatever.
Such a good attitude to have.
Yeah.
It
Yeah.
is. It's a good attitude to have because if you try to please everybody, you will like break yourself trying to do
Yeah.
it.
Right.
Like I always say, being an author is a great way to rid yourself of the people pleaser gene, because I
Yes,
was
I
a
need
people pleaser before I became an author, and then I was like, now I'm gonna burn it all to the ground.
Yes, exactly.
Which
So
is the
I'm
way to be.
prepared.
You have to
Yeah.
be that
Yeah.
way because there's going to be people that love you. Just have to love what you're doing. There will be other people that love it. There will be people that won't love it.
Yeah.
And it's a small percentage. Like it's a
Yeah.
small, minuscule. We only think it's big because we always believe the negative stuff when our brains are like feeling not great.
Right. Yeah. The negative is
Also,
also always what sticks
it's
with you.
loud too.
Yeah.
Like they're louder sometimes. But right, you have the right mindset going in. Like
Yeah.
there's going to be people that are so obsessed with it,
Yeah.
that are really upset that the choice that I get, and wondering like, how do you get on the ARC list
Oh, you're
for
already on it after this.
the
Oh my God.
second
And
one?
I
Oh my God!
have a
I was like,
lot
I'll
written.
literally do whatever you want. I will tell you whatever spoilers you want. I'll tell you how the books end. Like I'll tell you the last scene, the last line. Whoa! I
I would
shouldn't be
never
making
ruin
this
it for
promise.
myself like that. I would
Off
never ruin
cam.
it for myself like
That's
that.
so fair, and thank you, because I really shouldn't have said that. Like,
Yeah.
that's funny. I can't make those promises, my goodness. But no, I think that's the best attitude to have going in, and just enjoy it. Like, it's such an accomplishment, like putting out a book. Like, it is such a big deal. Like, it's a big deal.
Plus,
It's a
release
thank
day is a
you.
holiday, so
I know
everybody
I did
celebrated with
joke that
you.
America took off work to
Just for you.
hang out
Just for
with me.
you. Just for you.
But yeah, I'm
Yes.
excited. I'm nervous. I feel like I could throw up, but the throw up before you're gonna go to Disney World.
Yeah, it's
Kind
an
of I'm really
excitement.
excited.
It's like when you're so excited that your body's like, I don't know what to do with, I don't know
Yeah,
what
it's
to do
like,
with it.
it's just
Do I
sweaty
throw
and
up? Do
weird.
I sweat? Like it's so real, because I would be in like professional meetings and I would hear something exciting and I'd go, I'm gonna throw up. And they'd be like, oh my God. And I'm like, not really, not actually, just
No.
like in a
Just
fun
excited,
way.
okay?
And
Yeah.
I'm like, don't let me go into these meetings anymore if you don't.
If you
I
don't
shouldn't
want
be here.
me,
I'm literally just a girl. I'm not a demon. I'm just a girl.
just a girl.
So that's gonna be my thing. I've been like thinking that in my head all day. I'm like, I'm
I'm
not a demon. I'm just a girl. Like, I'm
just
just a girl, Dave. I'm just a girl.
Come on.
I love
You're gonna
it.
be fine, Dave.
But congratulations. I'm so
Thank
excited for you.
you.
It's such a
Thank
big
you.
deal. Only 3% of the people that start a book finish it. And you not only finished it,
Really?
you edited it, and now you're putting it out. So that's a big deal. You should celebrate. If you drink, you should get champagne. If you
Oh,
don't
I
drink,
have it on
you should.
chill.
Perfect. Perfect. Because you pop it and film yourself popping it. So like later, you can, like years later, you can go back and watch it and be like, oh my God, that was when
Yeah.
it all started.
I filmed myself taking my first proof copy out too, and I still get emotional when I
Cute.
watch it, because my face
Cute.
was just like,
Yo, but it's
oh.
special. And I'm not kidding. Like years from now, you'll be able to go back and like watch that and be like, oh my God, just how much time has passed? Like how much time?
Yeah.
Like it's exciting. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so
Yay.
much. And
Yay.
thank you
Thank
for
you for your
reading it and
Oh
coming up
my
with all
God.
the fun
Thank you for writing
questions.
it, even though you hurt my feelings, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Your face.
It's
I'm literally fine. I feel like Ross. It's fine. I don't know why it's coming out all weird and squeaky. Because really, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
This
But thank you
was.
for letting me, Karen, thank you for letting me come on and crash your internet.
Oh, I'm so glad that this worked out. Thank you so much,
Yeah,
Anna.
thank you for
so
asking me. I was so
much.
excited when I saw that in my inbox. I was like, oh, fun.
I was thinking about it and I'm like, I have to do something. And then I was like, I can't interview her by myself because I already know all the answers and I'm not going to want to ask the questions. And you were the first person I thought of. And I was like,
honored. Like, that's so, I'm
Hannah
so
you
excited.
truly are like the third fangirl.
Yes.
Like,
Stop
and
it. Mandy,
Don't keep going.
you weren't here for it, but I had the sound to play for her because
Oh,
I
like the
promised her.
alien.
Because I promised her the last time
Do
that
you
I would
know that
have it.
like my brain is so mush and I have such a slow processing speed? If you go back and watch my face, you can see the moment where I realized what you were talking about. Because I was like, alien sound. And I was like, oh, the alien sound. Like, I think my eyes went like dilated for a second. So I said, oh, yeah. But my brain takes a minute. It's like, I'm almost there. Almost. So close. So close. So close. We're almost. Just kidding. Start over.
My gosh.
This
Okay,
was so much
we
fun.
have to plug the book. So everybody, if you're
Yes.
listening to this, The Living and the Dead is out now. Go pick it up.
Go pick it up and bring tissues for the end.
I'm
Just
sorry. I
kidding.
can't
I'm
believe
kidding. I'm
this.
kidding. It's really happy. You'll be really happy.
Happy to
I
have
was
you.
so happy at the end. I was. As happy as I was when I tried Vegemite for the first time.
Oh
Exactly.
God.
That
Oh
level of happy. But no,
boy.
that's not true because I did really enjoy
Chill.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna next time I maybe tonight. I don't know. We'll see. I'll let you know next time I get back into the Musketeers. Because
Please
I'm
do.
loving
Please
it. I'm
do.
loving
Please do.
it.
I'm gonna go. Wait, I'm gonna make sure that your messages are at the top of my thing so that I can see it because I'm so bad at keeping up with it. Picture. I'm just responding, so it's at the top. Because otherwise, I also like this is my problem. I'll repost like stories that people tag me in, and then that puts them in the
That bumps them
primary.
up.
And then it's like all of the people I'm mutuals with
I wasn't
like
upset with you at all. I was just
disappear.
like, she is
No,
busy.
my mom was sending me stuff, and she was like, "Why do you never respond when I send you videos on Instagram?" And I was like, "Are you sending me videos on Instagram?"
Mom, you gotta text me. I'll see
I was like,
that.
I was
Text me.
just
I was
like,
like, "You have my phone number."
if she finds out I've been watching The
Without
Musketeers
letting
and
her.
haven't told her, she's gonna get me.
I would
So
be
I'm just
so
gonna send
right. I
them
know I
just in
would be
case.
deeply offended. We're at the point where somebody brought me and Samantha Ferrand. Do you guys know Literary Libra? She was for a while. Yes, Sammy. One of my best friends. But she we do the po our found family little podcast together.
I'm
We
so
talk
excited
about
about that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
We are, it's literally just us fa like FaceTiming and recording it. But we were talking about the Musketeers, and somebody at Books, Gowns, and Crowns bought me a D'Artagnan bracelet, and they brought Samantha an Athos bracelet because we are two respective like guys that were, although we all love Aramis because Aramis
I was
loves
gonna
women.
say,
He loves women.
yes.
He appreciates, like, he's a ladies' man, but it's because he loves women. Like, he thinks
Yes.
women are better than men. Like, he's like, they're the fairest. Like, they're better. And I'm like,
They
you're hot.
are.
You're
Yes. And
so
he's
hot.
so funny. Like, he always has that, like, a
He's
zinger
hilarious.
to pop out. I'm like, ah, I
Did you get to the
love
part where Constance smacks him and he goes, God, I love that in a woman? And
Yes.
Porthos is like, what? Passion? And he goes, no, violence. I was like, God, you're setting the standard. Jesus. Oh my God. Okay. I'm gonna be looking for them. So just, I'll be waiting. No pressure. I'll be waiting.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we have to go.
Yes.
But this has
Thank
been
you guys so
everything.
much. Yes, this was
Thank
a lovely break.
you.
I've been drafting and had very little human interaction this week, so this was lovely. I really appreciate you guys.
We'll
Thank you.
do it
Thank you
again
so
for the next
much.
one. We'll yell at her for the next one.
I can't wait. I'll dress on theme next time. I feel like I should be in like
I did. Don't
the
worry.
yeah, I need to be on theme next time. You did. You're ready.
You
You have
got
a tattoo. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I
I'll
love
speak soon.
you.
I love
Bye. Oh my God, you're the best. Oh my God, that was so cool. I
You
might
just
cry. I'm probably gonna go get in my bed and cry.
got interviewed by a New York Times bestseller. How's it
That
feel?
is insane. A New York Times bestseller has read my book.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's a lot of pressure. That's crazy.
Yay.
Thank you for doing that. That's awesome.
I'm so glad
This has
it
been
works.
wonderful. My face hurts real bad.
And now you understand why I asked you for things.
Yes.
You're like,
Oh
what
my
are you doing?
God. That is crazy. My box is shitty that you're getting tomorrow in comparison.
This week, when I was worried this would be underwhelming,
How the fuck would it be underwhelming? Like, I was really I figured there was somebody coming, but I was really excited because I was like, it's gonna be Jason or it's gonna be Amber, you know, like it's gonna be like maybe Angie. It's gonna be like a podcast bestie. Who was a podcast bestie, all right?
literally, Hannah was the first person I thought of, and I was like, listen, I know she's busy. I know she's got a lot of shit going on, but if she's got time, I think it would be so much fun. And I'm like, we've joked about her being the third
The
fangirl,
third fangirl.
the third host. So why can't she be our special guest host?
How am I supposed to keep this secret until next week, Karen?
I have been holding this for a month.
Oh
Maybe more. Hold on. I'm gonna
my
look up
God.
this first email I sent. When did I send it? August 24th. August 24th. I have been keeping this a secret. You can
That
wait
is crazy.
a Yay! I'm
Thank you so much. I love you so much.
so excited. It's happening.
Happening.
Monday.
I'm gonna have to download this episode and like put it on a thumb drive so that like if YouTube ever dies,
Oh, I'll have
you
it.
still have it. Oh, you'll have it. Duh.
I'll have it if
Duh.
I ever die.
You're not allowed to do that.
We have to do it
Sorry.
together.
Yeah.
Let's go together.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I don't want to do it without you.
I don't like that idea
No,
at
thank
all.
you. No, gross. Unless we can be ghosts. Like, if one of us goes and we can be a ghost and come back and hang out the same way Abby and her friends can until the other one passes.
Hey, I'll take that.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that. But otherwise, no thank you.
I'm like, yeah, I like that idea. We'll just have to tell our Reapers, like, wait a second.
I gotta wait for this
Even
one.
if you look like Tom Hiddleston, I just need you to. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll call you when I'm ready.
Catch on the flip side.
I just gotta get wait for that one.
She needs to take her time, though. Tell her to take her time, all the time she needs.
You could also tell. You can talk to the living.
Yeah,
Though
that's
how
fair.
that would be. No, you know what? Even if that, like, I know in the book it's like it's jarring, but like for me I'd be like, "No. Now I'm expecting it." Like, ghost or real, and you will come back and
I
tell me that you're
know.
still
Now,
here.
anytime anything happens around the house, I'm going to be like, Abby?
Yeah.
Are you just reading over my shoulder? You can tell
Come
me and we can
out.
talk about it.
Please. I have nobody else to talk about it with. Yay.
I love you.
I love you. Okay, time for an announcement.
This announcement feels really crazy because of how fast it's come on.
Yeah, I definitely forgot that it was happening, but next week is the Candy Awards.
Oh my gosh, it's the last episode of the season.
That's wild. Like, how is it? Basically, the end of the year.
I don't
I
know.
don't like it,
I don't either.
but
That's weird.
it is very weird. Time fucking
Time is.
flies. I don't
I
like
saw
it.
somebody, and this is so true. Somebody on the internet said, you never really can tell like the measure of how quickly time passes until there's a child you're watching.
Yes.
And so like my baby niece is about to be 7 in February, and I'm like,
That's a
there's
lie. I'm sorry,
how?
what do you mean?
How?
She's three.
I know. And I look like I saw her Monday and I was just looking at her and I'm like, how are you a kid? You're a whole kid.
I'm sorry, that feels like a lie.
And like the teenagers are driving. How?
This is so weird.
Yeah. They're
Time.
like, look at a kid too long and you'll see how quick time goes by. And it's like,
It's
holy
bad.
shit.
Yeah. My God, I don't like it. It
So
hurts my
yeah,
brain.
candy awards.
Yep, that's next week. We are 0% prepared.
No, 0%. I'm glad that we announced it though, so I know to get prepared.
Right. That's what I'll be doing this weekend. Oh,
Ooh.
Lord. Time for our spiel. Yes, that's where we're at,
Yes,
right?
let's do a
Okay.
spiel.
If you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are following, listening to us. You can't follow us from where you're following. I'm tired, guys. My brother got married. I don't know if I mentioned that. I'm really tired.
My God.
If you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all of the things. Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. You can subscribe to our Patreon for early access to podcast episodes, full video episodes, and bonus content. We also have a merch store because Manny gets bored with an iPad and we reap the benefits. So head over to theincoherentfangirl.com/shop to get your shopping on. And of course, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that were pretty, we will
We'll take
accept all of
it.
that. In our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all.
Yes.
And finally, one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Please give us your words. We love
We
words
love your
here. Big
words.
fan of words. She is at Mandy Purr on all the things.
She's at Miss Made in China on all the things.
And once you followed us on social media and you follow the podcast on social media, you're going to head over and do some self-care, do some early holiday shopping with our internet besties.
Yeah.
First stop is Here Comes the Nerd at herecomesthenerd.com. You're going to add lots of pins and artsy goodies to your cart and then use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Then I have some bad news. We lost one of our Once Upon a Book Club codes. But that's okay because we still love them. So you're going to go to onceuponabookclub.com. You're going to subscribe. You're going to buy one-off goodies. Both, whatever your little heart desires, and you're going to use code Karen10 to get 10% off. But you have to make sure you spell Karen right, or we're going to hand you over to the Reapers, and it probably isn't going to be a Reaper like Raiden or Jolly.
Yeah.
Sorry,
It's all
sorry,
right.
bestie.
Speaking of bestie, you're gonna head over and visit our bestie Amber D. Lewis at amberdlewis.com. Add 10. 10 is a good number. 10 of everything to your cart. You use code FANGIRL10 and then you'll get 10% off the 10 of everything, thereby making one of everything free. You're welcome.
Mathematics. We watched Schoolhouse Rock when we were kids. We know about math.
Yes, we do.
And last but not least, you can support my family. We have a dog that's going to hunt her. Lots of drama. So you can go support. Go support the show husband. He's at Born a Josh on all the things. You can follow at Searchers Believe on everything. That's his paranormal investigation group. You can go to searchersbelieve.com/shop. There's merch there that I've designed. If you use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off there. You can go follow his podcast, the Searchers Podcast, everywhere. I'm on that. You can go, oh God, what else does he have? Josh Searchers. Then the big one.
The
You can go to streambeacontv.com, and if you subscribe, it's our new streaming platform that's paranormal, horror, true crime. If you use code FANGIRL10 at checkout, you'll get 10% off your subscription. You can follow Stream Beacon TV on all the things. They're doing real, like it's taking off, and it's wonderful. All kinds of exciting things are coming. Our show with Jack Osborne is coming. The paranormal mystery show that reunited the cast of the Holzer Files is airing right now. It's a good time to subscribe to Beacon. And you can go get a copy of this little guy or a copy of this little guy without the ribbon at aepurvis.com/shop. And if you use code Aaron Warner, you'll get 10% off. Somebody used it like earlier in the week, and I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, somebody listen. No, it was
It was
somebody
somebody
way early in
else.
the week. Yes. No, yeah, somebody before you. And I was like, oh my God.
Somebody's listening. I love
Somebody
it.
else on the internet told me that there's a fictional boyfriend better than Aaron Warner, and that like if I met this dude, I was like, I don't think you understand me. He's
Are
probably
you?
great. I don't think anybody's unseating Aaron Warner at any point in the near future.
Do you
So,
think she
not
is?
even Ryden Pengrave is unseating Aaron Warner, and I wrote that man.
That's funny. Tell me you don't know Mandy without telling me you don't know Mandy.
She's loyal to her fictional men.
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
All right.
And that
That
was the
was
Incoherent Fangirl.
Incoherent
Thanks for listening. Go buy Mandy's
Fangirl.
book. It's out
Thank you.
now.
Goodbye, my book.
Yay! You're a published author. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.